True North, a memoir, written by Catherine Devaney and read by Janet Watson Cruz. 1. Life can only be understood backwards, but it must be lived forwards. Soren Kierkegaard. It was deep winter by the time Mars finally found a house he loved just around the corner. He applied, they said yes, so that was it. Time for me to make like Shakespeare and screw my courage to the sticking place. 6 months earlier, it had been me who'd declared I was moving out. In high summer, I'd woken in a room flooded with sunshine, lace curtains blowing in the sea breeze. We could hear the kids watching cartoons and eating Cocoa Pops in the next room, sunburned and wearing the board shorts and rashies they'd slept in. For no apparent reason, and without warning, I felt as clear as the blue sky. My heart was soft, my mind calm, and I was certain. The constant stream of what-ifs that had roared inside my head like a siren non-stop for the past 3 years had suddenly fallen away. I imagined this was what dying felt like. Transcendent. "Hey, Mars," I said, rolling onto the side of the bed, swinging my legs over and pulling on the sundress I'd left sprawled on the floor the night before. "When we get home, I'm moving out. We've tried everything a million times and we're just getting sicker and sicker. There has to be something better than this. I'm exhausted. I surrender." The clarity of that moment was in stark contrast to the past 3 years of jagged pain, panic, and confusion. My sudden resolution came from nowhere and everywhere. Like puzzle pieces falling into place. A lock and key. About bloody time and not a second too soon. We were in Kundjerong Point, a small beach town on the New South Wales south coast, holidaying with mates, as we had every January for the last few years. It was not going well. This would be our final holiday together as a couple. Emotionally, we were both unwell. The pain of broken dreams is hard to contain, particularly when you're exhausted by the effort of holding it together. Trying to repair yourself and your relationship while deciding whether to hold or fold and walk away is a Herculean task. Throw working and raising kids into the mix and you have a clusterfuck of extreme adulting. I don't know how people do it. I don't know how we did it. Emotional pain lacerated me while I processed high speed in my head, on paper and with others, hoping to nut out a solution. The more external Mars's response to the situation became, the more internal mine became. These were our natural coping mechanisms, heavily, but not entirely, influenced by gender. We were at our very worst, doing our absolute best, which often looked like barely holding it together one day and totally dropping the ball the next. Kundjerong is a sleepy collection of fibro shacks with no fences or footpaths that hasn't changed since the 1950s. I pushed the floaty white curtains aside and poked my head out of the window. Teenagers wandered lazily down the middle of the road, towels slung over their shoulders, thonged feet flopping towards the beach, hoping for some perving and banter, their beautiful strong bodies belying their adolescent phlegmatism.